where late the sweet birds sang. Beloved friends, Baha'i youth, the birds are singing in the branches of your tree of life during these precious years of your youth. The nightingale of Baha'u'llah, nightingale of paradise, is singing with a sweeter and a louder song in your hearts now than you may ever hear again. So this is the time for action in your youth.
Making a second appearance, Hand of the Cause of God, Ali Akbar Furatan, calls for the friends to conform their characters to the principles of the faith. Referring to Abdu'l-Bahá, he says,
"You are," he says, "the book of God, always open before the eyes of people. If you name yourself Baha'i," again I say I'm not the preacher, just I remind you, "if you name yourself a Baha'i and you accepted this beautiful title that you are a Baha'i, immediately it will be written on your chest, on your head, and everywhere. Because the people would know you are Baha'i, and you would say that you are Baha'i. They will watch you very closely. They wanted to know what kind of people are Baha'is. If you are a Baha'i, a real Baha'i, even one person could teach many people. They would say, look at the Baha'is, really. The Baha'is are wonderful people. Look at him. Look at her. I saw a Baha'i. Really, they are wonderful people. God forbid, if not this, something wrong it would happen to you. Something wrong. They would say, these Baha'is are this kind of people. They talk too much. They talk too much. They can't show their example. Even if they met only one, they would say, we know Baha'is in plural. They are so and so, so and so, so and so. That is, Abdu'l-Bahá says in many of his tablets, if you want to teach the cause of God, show your example. How many times in the same audience it was repeatedly said? And maybe you are tired of hearing this, but really it is very important to be repeated again. Abdu'l-Bahá says, if you want to teach the cause of God, don't talk. Because people are tired of talking. And Abdu'l-Bahá says, everybody says we are good. Everybody says we must have peace. Everybody says we must be kind to the people. But they need action. They need examples from you, Abdu'l-Bahá says, and the guardian. That was, they say, the best teacher is your actions, your deeds. Show Baha'u'llah's teachings in your action, in your life. Live Baha'i life. We say many times, be Baha'i life. All right. But it is so much important that it must be repeatedly said and said and said.
In a special presentation given by the National Youth Committee, Farid Galili offers further encouragement and a message from the guardian.
We are not going to stop here, you know. As a matter of fact, we are not going to stop at all. We are sure that every youth in this country will shine in every stage of life. You, the youth, whom the guardian addresses the following. The activities, hope, and ideals of the Baha'i youth in America, as well as in all other parts of the world, are close and dear to my heart. Upon them rests the supreme and challenging responsibility to promote the interests of the cause of God in the days to come, to coordinate its worldwide activities, to extend its scopes, to safeguard its integrity, to exalt its virtues, define its purpose, and translate its ideals and aims into memorable and abiding achievements. There is a mighty task at once holy, stupendous, and enthralling. May the Spirit of Baha'u'llah protect, inspire, and sustain them in the prosecution of their divinely appointed task. Thank you.
The youth of the conference responded generously to the Guardian's challenge by sending as a group a cable to the Universal House of Justice, promising that each Baha'i in attendance would enroll one new member in the ranks of our faith by Nowruz 1978. Youth Committee Member Carl Lee.
The following is the cable sent on behalf of the attendance of the 4th Baha'i National Youth Conference to the Universal House of Justice. It was sent today. Midpoint 4th Baha'i National Youth Conference, over 2,800 attending, extend deepest gratitude your message. Warmest appreciation attendance, three hands cause God, Ali Akbar Furutan, William Sears, Zekro Loh Adem, Continental Counselor Sarah Pereira, Auxiliary Board members, their assistants. Baha'i, non-Baha'i youth exploring themes, distinctive characteristics, Baha'i life, career planning, preparation, marriage, and family life. Youth promise, each bring one new Baha'i into faith by Nowruz. Applaud news victories, Oregon, California. Evidence youth commitment, speedy accomplishment, two-year youth program. Supplicating blessed beauty, assistance, arduous tasks ahead. Thank you.
The National Youth Committee eagerly awaits word that this pledge has been fulfilled, that the challenge has been met, and the victories assured. With the support of the Baha'i youth across the United States, the committee looks forward to the achievement of all the goals of the two-year youth program and to another successful youth conference in the future, where we may all listen with pride as the announcement is made that the number of Baha'i youth has doubled. The National Spiritual Assembly, in its letter of Nowruz 1977, presenting the two-year youth program, offers this encouragement. All these objectives can be achieved, and in some instances surpassed, if each of you will meditate on their import, select what he or she will do, pray, act, and persevere in such action. Immediately available to you as your loving supporters and well-wishers are the instruments of Baha'u'llah's evolving administrative order, spiritual assemblies, auxiliary board members and their assistants. We hope that you will not only draw upon their support, but that you will also master the administrative principles of the faith, so as to be able, in turn, to fortify the foundations of that order. Dr. David Claiborne, Secretary of the National Baha'i Youth Committee, inspires the youth to win every goal of the plan.
Friends, we have a big job ahead of us. We have a responsibility as Baha'i youth to our fellow youth. To quote our beloved guardian, Shoghi Effendi, it is our duty to rear their spiritual feelings and enlighten their hearts with the light of guidance which has been shed upon us by the Master. Let me repeat that. It is our duty to rear their spiritual feelings and enlighten their hearts. Don't we all feel compelled to want to accomplish this fact over the next 2 years? What is required to accomplish the victories that must be won in the remaining time? I feel we must become self-starters for Baha'u'llah. That's right, self-starters. We must come away from this conference with the internal energy and strength to serve the cause. We cannot wait for others to give us our direction. We cannot expect answers to come from a society on the verge of collapse. The energy for accomplishment of our goals must come from within, undergirded by the fundamental principles of our faith. Shoghi Effendi has stated, "It is the individual believer on whom in the last resort depends the fate of the entire community. Without his support, at once wholehearted, continuous, and generous, every measure adopted and every plan formulated is foredoomed to failure. This is what we mean by being a self-starter for Baha'u'llah. Friends, the time is now for each of you to react quickly within the words of the Universal House of Justice. Use audacity, perseverance, vigor, and enthusiasm to achieve the goals of the 2-year youth program. I thank you."